Governor Ducey was no fan of a measure on the 2020 ballot to raise taxes on the wealthy to better fund Arizona's K-12 schools. After voters approved the measure, Ducey and Republican lawmakers devised a plan to overhaul the state's income tax rates. In doing so, education advocates say the Republican majority at the state capitol is trying to eliminate the progress they made at the ballot. KJZZ's Rocio Hernandez and Ben Giles report.
Concerned parents and educators dressed in red-fred shirts had limited access to the State House and Senate last week when lawmakers began voting on a plan to cut and flatten Arizona's income tax rate to 2.5%. But that didn't stop kindergarten teacher Kelly Fisher and others from gathering outside in protest.
The flat tax is a horrible idea. And not only because of this year, but it's ongoing. And it will basically negate what the Arizona voters said they wanted.
In November, voters approved Prop 208. It's a 3.5 surcharge on Arizonans who make more than $250,000 as an individual or $500,000 as a couple. The new revenue is earmarked for education. David Lujan is one of the authors of Prop 208. He says the flat tax rate itself won't affect new education revenue, but it would create a way for wealthy Arizonans to avoid paying more in taxes.
The state is basically going to be covering these wealthy people's tax obligations through general fund revenues, meaning we're going to have less money in the general fund to pay for things like the money that goes to pay for our public schools, roads, transportation, all the other basic needs that the state provides for.
Fisher says Republicans are disregarding the will of voters who decided wealthier Arizonans should pay a bigger share.
To say, no, we don't care what the voters said, we're not going to listen to that, we know better. To have the legislature say that is really leaving us out in the cold, and it's very disrespectful, in my opinion.
As Ben Giles reports, the flat tax could also spell legal trouble for Republican lawmakers.
The Voter Protection Act prohibits the legislature from altering voter-approved laws unless a supermajority of lawmakers agree to it. Even then, Lujan says any changes must further the intent of the law.
So I think it goes against what the intent of Prop 208 is, and I think there's a voter protection concern there for sure.
Daniel Scarpinato, Ducey's chief of staff, says there's nothing in the tax plan that alters what voters approved in November, at least not the letter of the law that was on the ballot.
There's no change to 208. The surcharge will be paid and the education community will receive the dollars that are tied to that.
That may be true, but the devil is in the details of how the GOP tax plan works. Republicans aren't just proposing a new 2.5% flat tax. They also want a cap on an individual's total income tax obligation at 4.5%. If the cap is 4.5% and the surcharge on higher income is 3.5%, the state could only levy another 1% in income taxes. Attorney Paul Eckstein agrees with Lujan. The flat tax may violate the Voter Protection Act, he says, at least indirectly.
It's a clever ploy. I think it's too clever by half. And it clearly results in people with certain incomes paying a smaller amount of tax than they would pay as contemplated by Proposition 208.
But that doesn't mean Prop 208 supporters have a slam dunk case.
So the argument that the folks in the legislature are making and will make is that the surcharge still remains. And therefore, viewed narrowly, Proposition 208 is not impacted.
If challenged, a case against the flat tax is almost certainly bound for the Arizona Supreme Court. Prop 208 supporters like Lujan are already plotting a different way to challenge the GOP tax plan. In an email to a coalition of education groups, Lujan said a referendum would give voters the final say on the flat tax at the ballot in 2022.
Back at the Capitol, Beth Lewis with Save Our Schools Arizona says Prop 208 supporters are ready to gather signatures to block the GOP tax cut.
And I don't think it'll go their way because polling shows that Arizonans do not like the flat tax.
Opponents of the flat tax would have to collect more than 118,000 signatures within 90 days of the end of the legislative session. For KJZZ News, I'm Rocio Hernandez.
And I'm Ben Giles, reporting from Phoenix.